The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. So much going on today. So much corruption cast and thrust upon us by the Commune Socialist Party of America, which is not a pro-America political party. Believe that, ladies and gentlemen. Evidence continues to mount every day, not only from attempting to grab your guns, steal your Second Amendment rights. The left wants mass shootings. They want violence. There is no law that could ever be written by man that would ever stop gun violence. The answer, arming guards and arming teachers and getting things done. Posting signs at school. Any attempt to harm our children will be met with deadly force. You want to solve the problem? That's it. Also, the arrest of Peter Navarro. Authoritarian rule in America gone rampant without justice and without any due process. Peter Navarro locked up. We're going to talk about it. And also on the program today, a very important candidate from California, Rachel Ham, who's running for Secretary of State. The most important position in all of elected politics on the local level. Rachel Ham, today with us on The Right Side with Doug Billings. Are you ready? Let's go.
We are not liberal snowflakes who melt away in the face of tragedy, adversity, and challenge. We are a covenant nation under God, and His divine providence is not dead and it's not gone. It is living within each and every one of you. And you will bring it to life in such a way that the world has never seen before. We never back down. We never give up. We march forward.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for watching us all around the planet. I appreciate you. I hope you had a good weekend. Lots going on. Lots to discuss later in the program today. California Secretary of State candidate Rachel Ham will be with us. Rachel Ham is endorsed by General Michael Flynn, a friend of mine, and we are proud and happy to endorse her on this program as well. We'll do that later in the show today. Rachel is a must-need candidate for the state of Florida. So, ladies and gentlemen, in the news today, Elon Musk, not a fan of him. Don't necessarily hate Elon Musk by any stretch of the imagination. Don't think he's a solid conservative. He's saying a lot of conservative things lately, and he's said a lot of things that interest me. And I think it's interesting to see him make liberal heads explode all across the country, if not the world. Last week, he said that he was going to vote Republican for the first time in his entire life. Prior to that, he had said the Democratic Party had become so radicalized by the left that it's left every mainstream, critically thinking, intellectually mature former Democrat in the country. The radical new Commune Socialist Party has left everybody in the dust. And as I have told you several times on this program, I don't think, with the exception of maybe a couple of people, Joe Manchin, one of them, I don't think there are any more Democrats in the elected class in the United States of America. I think they have been taken over completely by the radical left Commune Socialist Party. And believe me, they are not a pro-America political party. And Elon Musk is threatening now, in a letter just released today, to drop his $44 billion Twitter deal if he doesn't get the data that he wants. And I like what he's saying. He said that he may just walk away from the deal if he doesn't get the data that he wants. He wants data that has to do with spam, fake accounts, bots, and others that need to be examined. Now, he mailed this letter to the company today. He said that Twitter is in a clear material breach of their contract and its obligations, that Musk reserves all rights to terminate the merger agreement if he doesn't get what he wants. And this letter came from the law firm that represents Musk, and that's called Skadden, Arps, Slate, Meager, and Flom. They represent Musk, and I've got to say it's entertaining at least to watch this. It was dated today. It was included in a Twitter filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission, and it's interesting. Earlier in March of this year, Musk said that he would put the deal temporarily on hold, in his words, while he waits for the social media company to provide the data on the proportion of its fake accounts juxtaposed against its verifiable real accounts. And this is a problem not just on Twitter, but on Telegram as well, fake accounts and so forth. Twitter really downplayed Musk's request last March. that the deal would be put on hold. And they argued, Twitter did, that the data would help him prepare for his new ownership of Twitter, but wouldn't have much of an impact. Elon Musk disagreed with that. He said, I'm going to put the deal on hold if I don't get what I want. If we don't carry out proper due diligence in the execution of this merger, this deal. Look, Musk believes that Twitter is transparently refusing to comply with its obligations. There is a merger agreement. It's causing, it's typical, you would assume, with people at this level to have a lock, airtight agreement, and he does. There's further suspicion out there because of what Musk says, that the company, Twitter, is hiding things, that they're not forthright, that they're not honest. And who is surprised? Who, with any semblance of any kind of ability to critically think about what Twitter has done in the past with regards to free speech and so forth, would doubt that they could possibly be less than transparent and forthright with providing the data that Elon Musk wants? So he's got a concern. He might not, he might bail on the deal, will he? Or is that just a shot fired across Twitter's bow? He believes the company is actively resisting and thwarting his information rights. Now, you know, he's a self-proclaimed, what do you want to call Musk? He's a self-proclaimed free speech abolitionist, right? He believes in the absolute freedom of free speech. He has questioned the accuracy of Twitter's public filings about spam accounts. Twitter says, oh, there's about 5% maybe of our accounts that are fake, that are bots, that are, you know, not real, right? Elon says, that can't be right. Based on my experience, there's got to be about 20% is what. Now, he needs the data to conduct his own research of what Twitter does, what its users do, where he thinks there needs to be improvement. This is not data that shouldn't be readily available. I think he's entitled to it. He's requested it through the proper channels. It's going to enable him to prepare for the kind of transition that he wants as the buyer. I mean, after all, he is buying the company. It's going to be his. So he needs to be able to conduct the research and do the due diligence that he needs to do in order to build Twitter into what he wants it to be, which is his right. Well, maybe so. Maybe Twitter is being less than forthright. I don't believe a word that comes from the Twitter camp. Elon he's lined up financing not only through cash, but investors and so forth, loans, shareholders. There's a shareholder, including a Saudi Arabian investor, Prince Alawid bin Talal. He's over there. He's invested in it. He's also got money from Sequoia Capital. So Twitter shares were down at last check 5.5% to about $37.95 a share. And, you know, could be a buying opportunity. We reached out to Twitter. I sent an email the other day. No response. I don't know if you already know this, but you can go out there on the web and you can buy followers on Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. You can buy them. People buy followers. They follow you for some reason or another. People get an inflated ego. The more followers you have must mean that means you're more credible. You know, it's a false assumption on many levels, but people put pride, they put ego, they put credibility and validity into the number of followers they have. I've never felt comfortable calling anybody on social media platforms my followers. I mean, we're in this together. We are in this together, and we speak on this program the truth, and we've said time and time again, we're in this together. We stand shoulder to shoulder. I've got your back, and I know because I feel it, and I've seen it. You've got my back. So these bots out there, bots aren't real people. They are bot accounts, and sometimes they're fake people, fake accounts that are pre-programmed to respond to certain influencers on any given social platform. So on Telegram and Twitter, I could post something and somebody who either likes me or doesn't could program a bot, create a fake account, B-O-T, bot, and program it to whenever Doug Billings makes a post on Telegram, I'm going to respond with, what a great day, or that makes you think, or you're full of it. You know, you could program it to say whatever you want. And you can tell because typically speaking, right after you make a post, you get these barrage of responses. Those are bots. In 99% of the cases, those are bots. Very few people just are waiting for a post and go, oh, good, Doug. Okay, I'm going to write you something. Takes them a few minutes to see it. So we delete the bots that are and we should. But you can buy, you can go to the web and you can buy, you can look it up, research it. I want to buy Twitter followers, and you can. So I agree with Musk. It's not 5% of Twitter's population that's fake. It's got to be 20, according to Elon. He said 20% or higher. I think higher. I think it's probably 30 to 35% of fake accounts on Twitter and Telegram. Telegram is worse than Twitter. So they can post anything they want. They can program to say nice things, vile things, inappropriate things, false things, and so forth. So, all right. Well, Elon Musk, Twitter, it never fails to entertain, and we'll see what happens. We will see what happens, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I'm going to come back from a short break. I want to remind you to head over to DougBillings.us. We're going to talk about Peter Navarro being arrested over the weekend, the former advisor of President Trump, in a complete slap in the face to any semblance of justice. Administrator Biden's Department of Justice, without due process, without offering a man a trial or a hearing, simply arrest Peter Navarro, put him in handcuffs, put him in leg irons, take him out of his home and hold him in a cell. This is tyrannical, authoritarian government on steroids. We're going to talk about it when we return. Please make sure you go to DougBillings.us. DougBillings.us. Click on the membership tab over there. Support the conservative message that you love, that you need, that leads you to intellectual maturity. And you are, after all, ladies and gentlemen, you are the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land. I'll be right back. After the short break, stay with me, ladies and gentlemen. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Holy hydrogen, everybody. Holyhydrogen.com, promo code Doug, $100 off. Why? Molecular hydrogen, hydrogen gas infused water from a machine no larger than an average coffee maker, right there on your countertop in your kitchen. I use it. It helps. Diabetes, it helps. Cancer cells even been shown to be reduced by hydrogen gas. It also helps with brain fog. You have inflammation. It helps reduce the inflammation in your body. Weight loss is enhanced and expedited. Just a number of things that even has been shown in some cases to help recover from the side effects of the jab. Molecular hydrogen, hydrogen gas infused water from Holy Hydrogen. They have a customer service department. They have a payment plan. Holyhydrogen.com, promo code Doug for $100 off, ladies and gentlemen. Get the benefits of molecular hydrogen today. Cheers. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I am now less and less is more. Since August 1st, I'm down 62 pounds. And now here we are well after Christmas. And I want to share this with you. I feel called to share it with you. I think that we all need to be the best version of ourselves if we're going to engage in the fight to save this republic from the grips of commie socialism. And so I want to talk to you today about the right side of health. Send your name and ask for information about how I lost 62 pounds since August. Text your name to 913-428-0777. 913-428-0777. Or if you'd like, go to www.rightsidehealth.us. Rightsidehealth.us. Both will get you to the place you need to be. Look at these before and after pictures that have been up there. Unbelievable. I had to get there and before I got here. And so if you're faced with that kind of before situation, there is an after, and it's right there at the right side of health. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Cheers. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Have you ever heard of electromagnetic pulse, EMP for short? I've got a device here that I'm going to hook up to my car. I've got one that looks similar to it that I'm going to hook up to my breaker box in my house. EMP Shield, empshield.com. Go there and use promo code Doug. EMP pulse magnetic energy can come from the sun. It can happen in nature, but it also can happen from foreign nations who don't necessarily take too kindly to us. Can happen in nuclear blasts, things like that you've heard and seen in the movies. Now, I'm not saying a nuclear blast is going to happen, but this device, the EMP Shield, simple to install. Listen, if I can do it, and I'm no Einstein, you can do it. Hook it up to your car battery. Hook it up to your breaker box in your home or your apartment, wherever. Make sure that you're protected in case of an electromagnetic pulse outbreak in this country or around the world. It will protect you. You want to be able to go from point A to point B. Get one today. EMPshield.com, promo code Doug. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where evidence of the obvious is sufficient. Liberals are intellectually immature. So former President Trump advisor Peter Navarro was indicted and arrested without judicial process over the weekend. And if you missed it, it's not pretty and it's not right. And I am angry about it. You all should be angry about it. The arrest of Peter Navarro on an indictment charging him with contempt after he refused to comply with this Administrator Biden illegitimate House panel investigating the January 6, 2021 incidents at the U.S. Capitol sets a precedent that, according to Alan Dershowitz, at least, is dangerous to democracy. Ladies and gentlemen, before I get to what Alan Dershowitz said, the January 6, 2021 riots were instigated by the Communist Socialist Party in this country and their allies in the Black Lives Matter and Antifa movement. Complicit in this all were Nancy Pelosi and the Communist Socialist Party and the elected class. Now, were there some good people who made bad decisions that day? Yes, there were some conservatives that walked into the Capitol, did some things that they shouldn't have done. But the vast majority of people that were there rioting and tearing things up and causing problems were the Communist Socialist inspired left-wing mob. As is always the case, we conservatives in general do not behave like that. We stand peacefully and gather, and most of us pray. You know, there's a good friend of mine. We had a service over the weekend for a World War II veteran, Leonard Crowell, here in the Kansas City area. And many thanks to Cameron Moore for helping us make all of that happen, and to Matt Strzok for being there and others. Coy Griffin showed up. Coy is the founder of Cowboys for Trump. Many of you have seen him. We're going to try to get him on the show this week. He's been charged for this January 6th nonsense, where all he did literally was gather on the steps of the Capitol to lead a group of people in prayer. He didn't storm the Capitol. He didn't cause any damage. But because he was there and because he's a conservative, he was arrested and charged, and he'll stand trial later this month in D.C. But it's absolutely ridiculous. This is an assault on all of us. And Peter Navarro experienced it this weekend. So Dershowitz saying this is dangerous to democracy to deny someone a judicial process, to just go out in the middle of the night, arrest them, throw them in handcuffs and leg irons and cart them away. This is out of the movies, folks. This is what we hear about and watch in third world countries or tyrannical authoritarian governments across the planet. This does not happen in the United States of America, unless, of course, it's invoked and inspired and started by the Communist Socialist Party, which is not, again, I'll remind you, an American, a pro-American party. So he was arrested because he said he's not going to cooperate. Peter Navarro was. He's not going to cooperate with this sham January 6th investigation because, and this is a right that he has, President Trump initiated what is called executive privilege. He invokes the privilege and immediately gets indicted. Peter Navarro, he says, I'm not going to talk to you because I'm invoking executive privilege, which is a given right. It's constitutional. But once he does that, he's immediately arrested. He's indicted. And instead of the government going in front of a judge, where a judge would rule whether or not someone was held in contempt, or whether or not this privilege that Peter Navarro claimed and invoked, the judge would decide that. The government, the United States current government under Administrator Biden and the Communist Socialist Party circumvented, didn't even participate in that process. They simply arrested a man without judicial process. Now, come on. Here's a clip. Well, I'm not going to show the clip. You know, here's the thing. I could show you the clip with Alan Dershowitz. He's going to say basically what I'm telling you. This is a threat to democracy. You all know who Alan Dershowitz is. You know his credibility. You know what he's talking about. You know that the Communist Socialist Party, again, which is not a pro-American party in this country, is coming after our rights at every given opportunity, and even making up opportunities that don't exist. This is not about justice. It's not about the rule of law. It's not even close to any of that. This is about authoritarian rule and attempted mass embarrassment. That's right. They want to embarrass you. If you disagree with them, if you invoke a right that exists and they don't like the right, they're going to do everything they can to publicly humiliate you and excommunicate you from the public square. They'll arrest you. They'll take you away in the middle of the night. They'll put handcuffs on your arms. They'll put your legs in irons. This is the protocols of the left-wing Communist Socialist Party of America that is no longer, nor has ever have been, a pro-American political party. We got to be aware of this. We have got to be aware of what they're doing. Doing the same thing in Uvalde with all these mass shootings and gun rights, et cetera. I'll get to that in a minute. But as I go through the weekend news over the weekend, you might have heard that in another story that Dave McCormick conceded the election for the Republican Senate primary in Pennsylvania. So Dr. Oz wins, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Oz wins. And it marks another victory for endorsements for President Trump. Now, let me, some of my own personal thoughts and analysis about this Dr. Oz issue. I have never met Dr. Oz, and I would wager to say that neither have you. President Trump has met Dr. Oz. Now, and after a couple of meetings that I have had with President Trump, can't say that I'm an expert in President Trump's psychosis or his psychology, rather, and how he makes up his mind about things. But I can tell you that he's thorough. And I can tell you, I think that he's honest and he's forthright. He's had several meetings with Dr. Oz. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no such thing as a perfect candidate. I was supporting Kathy Barnett. So on the surface, I couldn't quite understand what Dr. Oz had told President Trump in those meetings, but I know that he had them. I know that he had these meetings, and I know that President Trump was persuaded to endorse Dr. Oz. I also know this. A lot of people are judging Dr. Oz based on what he's done in the past, how he's behaved in the past, what they hear about Dr. Oz, not what they know about him, but what they hear about Dr. Oz. So they judge him on hearsay, things in the past, what people think that he is. And so, well, he's a Muslim. I don't know. He's from Turkey. Okay. Well, you know, he was a Democrat once upon a time. Okay. So was Donald Trump. So was Ronald Reagan. People can change, right? Are we going to judge everybody about what we hear about them? Hearsay? Are we going to judge everybody about what they've done in the past? I trust President Trump, and I think he's almost always right in decisions that he makes. And so I'm not going to default to the negative about a candidate that he embraced and endorsed just because of what I see on TV or because of what I think I might know. I've never met Dr. Oz, but he's said enough, apparently, to persuade upon President Trump to support him. So let's go with it. We support Dr. Oz now. He's the winner from our side in Pennsylvania, and so now we support him. We have got to make this work. There's no such thing as a perfect candidate. You can't hold out and vote for perfect candidates because you'll never get one. And we can't just say, I'm not going to vote because it's a fraudulent system. That's giving up rights that come from God. You don't honor God when you give up the rights that he's given you. We participate. We get involved in the local level. This is all what's called determined patriotism. This is the hard work of it all. This is getting involved. So there's several things that we have to do to reclaim our republic back away from this Communist Socialist Party, which is not a pro-American party, right? First of all, involvement. We have to get involved. We have to work hard to reclaim what the Communist Socialist Party has taken decades to take away from us. And what I know about this, with regard to no such thing as perfect candidates as it applies to Dr. Oz and President Trump, I do trust President Trump. I do. And I know that he's trustworthy. President Trump had extensive meetings with Dr. Oz. I did not. Neither did most of you. A candidate can change in a current day away from what he or she was in the past. President Trump is an example of that. So is Ronald Reagan. Dr. Oz must almost certainly have given President Trump assurances that he's in alignment with what President Trump views and envisions for this republic. The bottom line is, let's stop defaulting to the negative, ladies and gentlemen, and let's see what happens about all of this. Let's keep up the good fight of local involvement. I understand frustrations, I do, but let's trust in the divine providence of God and President Trump's good judgment. All right. I'm going to talk about how the radical left is coming after your guns. And later on in the program, Rachel Hamm with us from California. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Stay with me. Go to DougBillings.us, DougBillings.us, and subscribe over there. I'll be right back.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hey everybody, welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I am now less, and less is more. Since August 1st, I'm down 62 pounds, and now here we are well after Christmas, and I want to share this with you. I feel called to share it with you. I think that we all need to be the best version of ourselves if we're going to engage in the fight to save this republic from the grips of commie-socialism. And so I want to talk to you today about the right side of health. Send your name and ask for information about how I lost 62 pounds since August. Text your name to 913-428-0777. 913-428-0777. Or if you'd like, go to www.rightsidehealth.us. Rightsidehealth.us. Both will get you to the place you need to be. Look at these before and after pictures that have been up there. Unbelievable. I had to get there and before I got here. And so if you're faced with that kind of before situation, there is an after, and it's right there at the right side of health. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Cheers. Your retirement is too precious to waste. That's why I want you to get into precious metals. Diversification is key, my friends. Gold and silver, primarily. I want you to go to bh-pm.com. That's B as in boy, H as hello, dash P-M.com. Fill out the form there on the right side of their website, for a consultation on how you can diversify your savings, your 401k plan, to save it from the chaos that the Biden administration is thrusting upon us. You can't be too careful with those funds. And gold and silver is not that difficult, not that difficult at all to diversify into. Get involved with. Fill out the form on the right side of that website. Make sure that you tell them you found out about them from Doug Billings, the right side. bh-pm.com. Diversify with gold and silver, my friends. I do it. You should too. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Hey, the Blaze team. Blaze.team on the web, okay? If you need a website of any size, if you need a new one, or if your current one needs to be revamped, if you need an Android or iOS application for yourself or your business, this is the team for you, the Blaze team. They can be found easily. Blaze.team. Punch it in the URL address bar of your browser and go find them. Engineers, consultants, graphic designers, graphic artists, they can develop any size of project for you, whether it's website or an Android or iOS application, whatever it may be, no project too big or too small. The Blaze team, skilled in every conceivable application of web and application development for you. In a nutshell, they can do it all, from the creation, the setup, and the all-important hosting of your website. Simply type in blaze.team in your browser and off you go. Or you can email them at reach@blaze.team. Ladies and gentlemen, they're top shelf. Trust me. Believe it. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I, with every breath I take and every move I make, do what you want me to do. Save this republic from the grips of commu-socialism. And I'm doing it with your help. Of course I am. We're in this together, right? Today in the news, a lot of things happening. The Elon Musk, the Twitter data transparency issue. We have Peter Navarro in a complete power grab by the commu-socialist Department of Justice that's currently in charge of our republic. And we have a continued attack on our Second Amendment rights with regards to gun control in the wake of these mass shootings, which, by the way, the radical Communist Socialist Party wants to keep on happening. They want these shootings to keep on happening because every time they do, they begin then to think that it will erode away our Second Amendment, and that this mass buildup of frustration will see its way to legislation. And we have a couple of people, as you would expect, rhinos John Cornyn, Mitch McConnell, among others, who are now entertaining the idea of entering into a debate with the Communist Socialist Party about gun control. We can't allow it to happen, and we won't. And as a reminder, in the next segment coming up, Secretary of State of California candidate Rachel Hamm with us. A very important interview on the eve of that state's primary. Very important day tomorrow in California as Californians go to the polls, and we will have Rachel Hamm on here in just a moment. So the radical left, the Communist Socialist Party, they are on full lie and misinformation attack with regards to our Second Amendment rights. And keep in mind, again, as I said, the radical left, which is not a pro-American political party, this Communist Socialist Party that they have created, they want mass shootings to happen, and they will do nothing substantive to curb gun violence or to stop these shootings at all. And with every utterance of new gun laws, intellectual immaturity blossoms among them, because there is no law that could ever be drafted by man that would stop gun violence. None. Zip. Zero. It's not the answer, gun laws. Not the answer. I've discussed it before with you. I've said it before. We have to begin to look at armed guards in the schools. Armed guards. Now, this doesn't mean that they look like Darth Vader and they're some sort of frightening presence. They become friends with these kids. The kids look at them as guardian angels. I've seen this in action in California and other places. We have one point of entry at every school. We have a guard gate with a gate that goes up and down, ladies and gentlemen, a fenced perimeter. Nobody can come in except that one point of entry. The perimeter is patrolled with armed guards. No more just walking up to the front door and showing your driver's license to the security camera and being buzzed in. And then also arming teachers has got to be part of the debate. Teachers who want to be armed. You don't force it on them, of course, but the teachers have also got to go through this tier one training that the armed guards go through. Because there are some teachers, let's admit, who we don't want to have a pair of scissors in their hands, much less a firearm. Now, if there were signs posted in schools, "Staff is armed. Any attempt to harm our children would be met with deadly force." If such signs were placed on schools throughout the country, you would see a dramatic decrease, if not total elimination, of these school shootings. Ladies and gentlemen, that is intellectually mature thinking right there. Anything less than that is absolutely flawed. The left and their allies in the media have been saying all over again, ever since the shootings in Uvalde and other places here recently, that this is a gun control issue, and it's not. What they don't tell you is that 85% of the mass shootings in this country are related to drugs. They're gangs warring with each other. Shootings at schools and churches and theaters are incredibly rare. This is not to diminish the tragedy. I'm not going to diminish any tragedy of any shooting. But what I'm getting at is the core truth of why they happen. It's not radical Second Amendment lies that everyone tells us. They have got to stop. This communist socialist endeavor to control you, your life, and your guns has got to stop. Not only do they tell you the truth, that they don't tell you the truth about the real stats that surround these mass shootings, but when we tell them that it's drug-related, they don't care. Remember the chaos that permeates through the cities that are run, led, and managed by members of the Communist Socialist Party, which, by the way, is not an American political party? Remember the chaos? Remember the Summer of Love in Portland and Washington and other states that are run, led, and managed by these commie socialists? Take a look at the map. Take a look at the map. This is a map of cities that set homicide records in 2021. All of them, every single one of them, run, led, and managed by the Communist Socialist Party, which is, of course, no longer an American political party. From Philadelphia to Toledo to Indianapolis, Austin, Albuquerque, St. Paul, and Portland, all of them run, led, and managed by the radical Communist Socialist Party, all of them setting murder records. You citizens of those cities should be up in arms demanding that your leaders face electoral consequences. Get them out of office. Get them out. It's beyond a dereliction of duty. It's immoral leadership. But you already know that because you listen to this show, right? The Communist Socialist Party, which is not a pro-America party, is a coalition of immorality. Ladies and gentlemen, this is us. This is the conservative movement. It's our time to stand up, to be firm in our belief that we will always endeavor to participate in the rights that God gives us, especially the right to vote, to get these people out of office. And I know that when we show stats like this, it dawns on you that the nightmare that the Communist Socialist Party is thrusting upon you is so intense that it's waking you up and it's waking your neighbors up by the multi-millions of people, Democrats out there, realizing this isn't what they signed up for. And in November and in this primary season, we're going to see untold millions of people vote for Republicans. Not only those of us conservatives who have always done so, but millions of Democrats who have never done so are going to switch for the first time this year. And that's why we're going to see a seismic shift in Washington, D.C. Believe it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be right back after this very short break with Rachel Hamm, a candidate from the state of California running for Secretary of State out there. She needs your vote. Get up and out and vote in person. I'll be right back after this short break. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Many people know about our clinic, but most don't realize we help patients around the globe reach their health goals. Deep down, you know there's got to be a way to get there, but you don't know where to start. Our starter plan is the first step. You'll get everything you need to experience a health transformation in 120 days.
You'll start by resetting your health with a two-week detox. Then you'll implement our proven anti-inflammatory food plan. On top of this, you'll get a 120-day supply of essential supplements, omega-3 and vitamin DK, as well as our homeopathic drops to accelerate your health goals.
Go to Sherwood.tv now and use the promo code on your screen to receive this exclusive offer and save a total of $80.
This is your path to more energy and better health.
Holy hydrogen, everybody. Holyhydrogen.com, promo code Doug, $100 off. Why? Molecular hydrogen, hydrogen gas infused water from a machine no larger than an average coffee maker, right there on your countertop in your kitchen. I use it. It helps. Diabetes, it helps. Cancer cells even been shown to be reduced by hydrogen gas. It also helps with brain fog. You have inflammation. It helps reduce the inflammation in your body. Weight loss is enhanced and expedited. Just a number of things that even has been shown in some cases to help recover from the side effects of the jab. Molecular hydrogen, hydrogen gas infused water from Holy Hydrogen. They have a customer service department. They have a payment plan. Holyhydrogen.com, promo code Doug for $100 off, ladies and gentlemen. Get the benefits of molecular hydrogen today. Cheers. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Have you ever heard of electromagnetic pulse, EMP for short? I've got a device here that I'm going to hook up to my car. I've got one that looks similar to it that I'm going to hook up to my breaker box in my house. EMP Shield, empshield.com. Go there and use promo code Doug. EMP pulse magnetic energy can come from the sun. It can happen in nature, but it also can happen from foreign nations who don't necessarily take too kindly to us. It can happen in nuclear blasts, things like that you've heard and seen in the movies. Now, I'm not saying a nuclear blast is going to happen, but this device, the EMP shield, simple to install. Listen, if I can do it, and I'm no Einstein, you can do it. Hook it up to your car battery. Hook it up to your breaker box in your home or your apartment, wherever. Make sure that you're protected in case of an electromagnetic pulse outbreak in this country or around the world. It will protect you. You want to be able to go from point A to point B. Get one today. EMPShield.com, promo code Doug. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. I appreciate you. Thanks for watching us all around the planet. Thanks also for making us number 9 in the world with regards to conservative political commentary. I appreciate that because, after all, we're in this together. And I have to admit, I take a great amount of joy pointing out the intellectual immaturity of liberals everywhere. And I think that as a result, we both, you especially, become the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land. So there you have it. One thing that we have in common, the pursuit of the truth. And I also want to thank you for heading over to DougBillings.us, the website over there, and catching the videos and the news and the items that we have over there to try to keep you in the loop with regards to the truth, whether it's COVID, whether it's the chaos in the country, as has been thrust upon us by what I call the Commu-Socialist Party. You know, there are no more Democrats in the elected class. Let's be honest about that. They've been hijacked by the radical left. I refer to them as the Commu-Socialist Party, and they are no longer, nor have they ever really been, a pro-American party. And so we are, as conservatives, in the season of primaries. We have November coming up. We have to be in search of individual candidates. I would really like to encourage you not to seek out GOP recommendations, right? These recommendations that come down from the establishment. We have to seek out individuals who are pro-America, pro-conservative values. And yeah, you can throw in pro-President Trump, pro-MAGA, America first, all of that. And we find the candidates who we think will align with that mindset. And I think we have one. I know that we have one here on the program today. It's the first time she's been on the program. I'm extremely, extremely grateful to her for appearing. She's running for a very important seat in California, that state's Secretary of State, a highly important position in any state, but California in particular. Ladies and gentlemen, Rachel Ham is with me today. Rachel, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Doug. Glad to be here.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you. So, gosh, Rachel, as we look at the landscape out there, you're in this heated race. You're the only real conservative candidate out there doing any substantive campaigning. No one else seems to be as active as you. You've garnered high-level endorsements, General Michael Flynn, Mark Fincham, just to name a couple. What is it about you? Why did you do this? What's the thrust of your campaign?
Well, first and foremost, I did feel like I was being called by God to do it. I felt like our republic was in jeopardy. And as I really was praying and assessing what I could do, I felt like God asked me to step up and to do this specific thing. And I think that Secretary of State it's the most important position that we are voting on right now. And it's often, in California at least, I don't know if this is true in general across the nation, but it's the least voted on position. So people will vote for governor and senator and Congress and every other option, but they'll leave that blank. It's the least voted on position. If you think about it, if you're Secretary of State and you're corrupt, you potentially own all of the positions. So the left targeted the Secretary of State position with something called the Secretary of State Project 20 years ago, because they knew how important this position was. And so if you think about it, if you own the Secretary of State position, you own all the positions, if you're, you know, of course, willing to do fraudulent things. And I believe that's the situation we're in. We have a lot of corrupt people in that position. Some have R's by their names, some have D's by their names to make it give the illusion of us actually choosing. And so I'm seeking to take that back, to get our vote and voice back and give it back to the people.
It's interesting. And you echo something that I've said, that we didn't get here overnight. This theft of our republic by this radical left, as I call them, the Commu-Socialist Party, didn't happen overnight. They became activists decades ago. You mentioned 20 years ago, they start the Secretary of State Project. So we now have to play catch up as conservatives. We have to do double time. We have to, and the way that we reclaim our republic is to get involved at the local level, and we vote. We always vote. We never surrender, in my opinion, we never surrender our right to vote. Even in the era of stolen elections and fraud, we always vote, primarily, I think, because our rights come from God and we want to honor God. And I don't see the honor in giving up a right that God gives us. We still have to fight our way through it, get involved in the local level, work it out, and fix it. So I'm excited to see you say that prayer and your relationship with God led you. I think you're in a lot. I'll say that you have a lot in common with how the founders of this republic viewed their duty to it. So you're no big fan of the GOP. Neither am I. They're cheaters, and they continue to try to cheat, and you're a victim of that.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly saw what they did to Trump, right? Like, it was just appalling. And he tried to warn us about rhinos. But I think until I got into this race, I didn't really fully understand how deep the swamp is. I can tell you that by far the California GOP has been my biggest problem and obstacle in this race. I was the only candidate in the race for months before anyone else. I mean, I think it was like 11 months I was campaigning before they started making calls. The California GOP board members began making calls telling people, wait for it, that I was a satanic witch.
Oh, God.
And that I was therefore dangerous, and they needed to recruit someone to run against me for the purpose of sabotaging my campaign. Now, I'm pursuing litigation because that's defamation. Like, that's the classic definition of defamation, and it's illegal. So there's that. But then even they finally got someone to run against me. They found a real jewel who actually is telling people he knows he's not going to be Secretary of State. He's just running because they asked him to sabotage my campaign. He said that to people that he was trying to get their vote too. It was like, these people came to me and they said, this man just said this. Do you realize this is happening? And I've heard it from several people now. Crazy, right? I mean, it's just so
wow.
Yeah. So over the top, but it's happening. It's a serious problem.
It is. And it highlights that, you know, you mentioned Trump and the deep state. And I think that of all of his accomplishments, I've met President Trump twice. I had a 30-minute meeting with him one time and about a 10-minute meeting with him the second. And last month at his place in Mar-a-Lago, we are in the presence of what I think is probably one of, if not the best presidents of this republic, especially given the time that we're in currently in America. And as I look back at all of the things that he did, to your point, I think that his pulling back the curtain of the deep state and revealing how deep and broad and how evil it is was probably the best thing that President Trump ever did for us. It certainly has opened a lot of people's eyes, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, right after Biden, I hate to say, he's not the president, but you know.
No, I call him Administrator Biden. Yes.
Yes, exactly. When he was inaugurated, I was really mad the next day. And I was like, God, what happened here? Like, you know, they've stolen this, like this, I want justice, you know, and why isn't Trump continuing to fight even harder right now? And I felt like God said, because he's a good father. I'm like, what do you mean? You know, and he said, good fathers know that sometimes their children will not learn by the father just telling them. They have to learn it the hard way. Trump is a good father. He knows that the American people are not going to wake up unless they experience the pain and see it for themselves. And that's what's getting ready to happen.
Rachel,
I've watched it play out.
I have chills because what you have just said is echoes what I have told this audience. And, you know, you're talking about the divine providence of God, and you're talking about how it is much wiser, obviously, than us. I have often told people, for example, to echo what you just said, to imagine, give yourself permission to dream for just a minute, everybody, and imagine that President Trump actually did win. Now, I know he won. I know he won the election, but let's just imagine that he's in office. You know, the divine providence of God is so wise and so good that says, no, Mr. President, you're going to have to sit this one out, because if you're in the office, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are going to impeach you again for a third time, and you wouldn't be able to run for dog catcher. So you sit this one out, and then yes, with the nightmare that the Communist Socialist Party thrusts upon us gets so bad that even people with D's after their name are waking up, and they're thinking, this is not what I signed up for. This is the Democrat and Elon Musk. I'm not an Elon Musk fan, but I do think it's interesting what he's saying lately. You know, for the first time in my life, I'm going to vote Republican. The Democratic Party has left me. And I think that untold millions of people in this republic are experiencing that. And you're right, Rachel, when you say it, you're on to something.
Well, so I want to just even build on that. At every single one of my campaign events, there's Democrats, every single one. Yep. And a lot of times they're kind of like scared almost to be known, you know, that they're Democrats. And so they'll come and they'll whisper in my ear and they'll say, you know, I'm a Democrat, but I'm voting Republican for the first time because my party has gone crazy. They have totally lost their mind. And I'm telling you, all over the state of California, I'm seeing this happen. And I feel like I'm getting to literally see a great awakening happening right before my eyes. It's really amazing and so encouraging and exciting. And that does show that the way things have played out, while they've been painful, they have woken people up.
Amen. I believe it. I do believe it. I think that we are in the midst. And again, you said you and I are in complete alignment, because I think that we are witnessing the great reawakening of the divine providence of God. I think it's going to be an interesting, wonderful time to be alive. I think we're going to see such a rebirth of a return to the divine providence of God that not even the founding fathers had seen such an example of what we're going to. And I think that the chaos that's been thrust upon us on purpose, mind you, by the other side, is waking us up by the millions. And so, well, look, Rachel, I know that, you know, this is the eve of your primary in California, and we're going to try to get as many people as we can out to vote. We need to vote for you. Where can we find you for more information? If people are doing their last minute research, where would you like them to go to check you out?
Yeah, go to my campaign website, which is rachelhamsos.com. So it's rachelhamsos.com, which stands for Secretary of State. My platform is on there. And I just want to encourage people, because we are so concerned about, you know, election integrity, that, and some people feel hopeless, maybe don't even want to vote because it feels like it's going to be stolen. But I can tell you that the easiest vote to steal is the unused vote. So in California, we have electronic poll books. There are people that hack into those. There are people that also just follow them all day long. And at the end of the day, of election day tomorrow night, any vote that has not been cast, anyone's name that's still blank, is a vote that can be used by our opposition. Mm-hmm. They can insert a vote in that person's name. We don't require ID, so they can just walk right in. And they do. They literally are taking busloads of people to do that. And so if your vote is unused, you can guarantee that's a vote for the enemy. So please, please vote. Please vote in person. And I think that we're hopeful we'll see a positive outcome. But even if we don't, we will continue fighting. That's for sure.
Rachel, in about 45 seconds to a minute, let's assume you win. Let's assume you become California Secretary of State. What is day one for you in office?
Decertifying the voting machines.
Amen. All right. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Without hesitation, and right there, ladies and gentlemen, she's talking our talk. She is a candidate for California Secretary of State. Ladies and gentlemen, go to rachelhamsos.com. We'll have that up on the screen throughout our interview today. Rachel, listen, I really do, and I mean this, God bless you. You will be lifted up in prayer over here for your campaign and for the day tomorrow in California. I will be following it, and I look forward to meeting you in person one day soon.
Thank you so much. Yes, I believe we'll be together here in a few weeks. That'll be great.
We will. Thanks to our friend Cameron Moore out in, we will be together, and that'll be great. And I look forward to that.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with me. I'll be back with some other thoughts right after this. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings. My Pillow. Mike Lindell, one of America's foremost patriots, really one of the new founding fathers, if you will. Such a good guy, and he's done such great things for this country at sometimes the expense of his company and his employees. So I'm here to help, Mike. I want you to go to mypillow.com and take advantage of some of the deep discounts and deals they have over there. In many cases, buy one, get one free, 60 to 70% off most of their products. Use the promo code Billings. The promo code Billings, ladies and gentlemen, mypillow.com. Head over there and help Mike Lindell, a true American patriot, help his employees. Slippers, sheets, dog beds. I like the dog bed. I've got one for Jet, the service dog over here. He loves it. Mattress toppers. It's like having a brand new mattress at a fraction of the cost. Mypillow.com, promo code Billings, ladies and gentlemen. Do it today. Cheers.
Hi, friends. Dr. Mark Sherwood here.
And I'm Dr. Michelle Sherwood.
Not everyone can make an appointment with us, but you can receive many of the same educational benefits our patients receive through our most comprehensive course, Health Secrets Exposed.
Modern healthcare, or should we say sick care, is more focused on profit then your health. And in this course, you'll discover what sick care has been keeping from you all along.
Here's a hint. You don't need more medication.
You need the simple truths in this course to unlock optimal health. Health Secrets Exposed is usually $149. Now it's just $99 with your promo code. It's time for you to learn what Big Pharma doesn't want you to know. Get access to this course now at Sherwood.tv.
Hey everybody, welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I am now less, and less is more. Since August 1st, I'm down 62 pounds, and now here we are well after Christmas, and I want to share this with you. I feel called to share it with you. I think that we all need to be the best version of ourselves if we're going to engage in the fight to save this republic from the grips of commie socialism. And so I want to talk to you today about the right side of health. Send your name and ask for information about how I lost 62 pounds since August. Text your name to 913-428-0777. 913-428-0777. Or if you'd like, go to www.rightsidehealth.us. Rightsidehealth.us. Both will get you to the place you need to be. Look at these before and after pictures that have been up there. Unbelievable. I had to get there and before I got here. And so if you're faced with that kind of before situation, there is an after, and it's right there at the right side of health. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where we meet, obviously, and always in determined prayer and determined patriotism for this republic. Lots going on, and we report on a lot of nightmares. It's so good to have Rachel Hamm on the program. What a ray of light and a breath of fresh air, doing what the founders did, praying, asking God for guidance to lead her and us on this trek, on this endeavor to reclaim our republic from the grip of the Commune Socialist Party, which is no longer and never has been a pro-America political party. I encourage you to go to Rachel Hamm, S-O-S, Rachel Hamm, H-A-M-M, S-O-S.com. Her primary is tomorrow. We need her in California. So the nightmare continues to get worse. But look, there's hope. We talk about it almost every day. And you want to see evidence of hope, go to the website, dougbillings.us. Subscribe to us over there. Real cheap. You can do it. The conservative message of this program needs you. We have a pack of blessings on our back. And, you know, what I believe, and I think that you'll agree, is that when we look as conservatives, when we look at the adversities, the challenges, the tragedies that sometimes happen in this life, we know because of our faith, because of the way we approach life, because of the way that we approach recovery and the way that we fight for liberty, truth, happiness, and so forth, the way that we fight for our founding documents, the way that we fight for the true nature of the founding of this republic, we know that in the midst of tragedy, adversity, and challenges, there are blessings waiting to be born. And we answer the call of life to follow Christ, to follow God, and to enter into the lives of others to make differences for the better. And this is happening. This is happening abundantly throughout the country. Blessings being born from the nightmare that's been cast upon us by the Commune Socialist Party. People by the millions waking up to the nightmare. The republic being rescued by efforts of we the people at the local level, which is as it is intended to be. By our founding documents. Our founding documents require that we, the people, take the reins of this republic, that we take control of this republic. The republic is not designed to be run, led, and managed by the military or any one president. The republic is designed and inspired by God to be run, led, and managed by we, the people. And we, the people, are waking up in millions and millions of numbers, and we're witnessing the great reawakening. The rebirth of the divine providence of God, a return to morality, a return to justice. Is it happening as fast as we want? No, of course not. But it's happening. And hope is alive in America. And we're turning it around. We will not let it progress any further, this commune socialist threat. We will not let it prevail, nor will God. And so, remain ever hopeful, remain prayerful, and come back and join me. Go to dougbillings.us, subscribe to the show over there, ladies and gentlemen. Keep this conservative message flowing. Keep this conservative message happening. I'll see you again on the next edition of The Right Side with Doug Billings. Ladies and gentlemen, until then, may God bless you and everyone whom you hold dear. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.